This is a fellow visit, William Cox, WILLIAMCOX, William Cox, date of service is 8/6/2024, date of birth is 4/22/1977, date of accident is 9/25/2022. Mr. William Cox was a victim of an automobile accident on 9/25/2022, where he was T-bone passenger side as a restaurant driver. The impact caused him severe pain in the left shoulder, neck, mid-back, mainly along with some headaches. Currently, the patient reports that his headaches have continued, and they are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they usually are present every day. Neck pain is 9, mid-back pain is 7 to 8, lower back pain is minimal, it is between 4 to 5. And the patient has been complaining of pain in the left shoulder, although he is able to now do the abduction up to 140 degrees without pain. He also can take his shoulder back to the spine as well as do abduction and forward flexion to 140 degrees. He was found to have multi-disc herniation in the cervical spine, thoracic spine, as well as in the lumbar spine. C4-5, C5-6, and L5-S1 disc are particularly injured with bilateral foramen narrowing, and he has been provided with 4 injections to the cervical spine to bring help, and 3 epidural injections to the lumbar, and 2 facet joint injections to the cervical were done also. He's also found to have a pathology in left shoulder. The MRI shows a subacromial subdeltoid bursitis and a mild supraspinatus tendinopathy. The patient has a minimal pain at this time. Usually it is 3 to 4, sometimes 7. And he was recommended surgical evaluation for the left shoulder. The patient chooses not to go for surgical consultation. Similarly, and he was provided a CT arthrogram and MRI for arthrogram for the left shoulder, but he hasn't made it yet. Spinal cord stimulation device was discussed as well as cervical spine. Surgery was discussed with the patient and he declined. At this time, patient wants one more cervical epidural steroid injection, and he also wants a injection to the left elbow on the lateral epicondyle, which is quite painful for him. Overall pains are between 8 to 9, and ADLs are affected 7. 20 to 30% relief is so far obtained by the patient. Kindly review the records for the ADLs for system review, additional issues, the substance abuse and compliance history. The physical examination involves blood pressure 161, 109, pulse is 65, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is, as well as the general review, is the same. Patient is able to is pretty alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, and he's able to. Walk pretty reasonably without any painful gait, and there is good hydration and nourishment, and no pain phases or acute distress is identified, or severe anxiety or lethargy, and patient is very cooperative, oriented, conscious. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit. Neurological examination is completely normal. Musculature examination is completely normal. No muscle spasm are noticed in the left shoulder, neck, or the mid-back. In the musculoskeletal inspection, palpation is just normal. Spine tenderness, none is noticed. paravertebral muscle hypertonicity is not present. The range of motion of the cervical spine is normal. At forward flexion is 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension 20, bilateral side flexion 25, bilateral rotation 25. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, Lermit test are negative. Distraction test, Sotoar test negative, myelopathy signs are absent. Thoracic spine, Roos test, Lab test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test negative, straight leg raising test is negative all the way to 50 degrees. Contralateral leg rest test is negative, Gregor test negative, M test is negative. SI joint, the right SI joint is slightly painful and slightly tender with a negative standing flexion test, negative iliac compression test, negative distraction test. However, the Faber test and Gonsalon test are positive for right SI joint only. Extremities examination, patient is now complaining pain in the left lateral epicondyle of the left elbow and the left shoulder. Examination of the left shoulder reveals the following. The inspection reveals a normally appearing shoulder with no dislocation or fractures. And on palpation, there are no major spasm or tender spot or incontinence, laceration. In the range of motion, the patient is able to move up to 150 degrees of abduction and a forward flexion with no pain. And muscle strength is 5x5. And special tests that were conducted, Hawken Kennedy test, empty beer can test, are now negative. Speed test, near test is negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. Drop arm test was negative. In the elbow examination, the left lateral epicondyle is specifically tender, and there is an inflammation of the tendons attached to the lateral epicondyle. The medial epicondyle is non-tender. Olecranon is non-tender. There are no fractures. Range of motions are completely normal. And no other positive finding. No contusion, lacerations are there. In the distally, hand and wrist is completely negative. No negative Innet sign, Phelan sign, normal grip and normal circulation, normal reflexes. Rest of the extremities, including hip and knees, are completely normal, and no other positive findings are. In the right elbow, right wrist is also now completely normal. He had received two injections to the right elbow, and he is going to get one injection today. The injection to the carpal tunnel that were done for him in the right side and right elbow helped him recover completely. Thank you. So the diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to continue the medication, which is Mobic 7.5 milligram once a day for anti-inflammatory. Protonix is provided, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Elavil 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder, pain relief. Neurontin is provided, 600 milligram twice a day for radiculopathy and headaches and pain relief. Furosets is for headache relief, 50 tablets, 1 to 2 PRN. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. The patient has been advised to continue seeing a spine surgeon if he likes and an orthopedic surgeon. Dr. Redden is the spine surgeon. Dr. Gilliard is the orthopedic surgeon. If he wants, we can order his MRI for arthrogram for the left shoulder. He's also recommended to continue neuropsych evaluation, a counseling with them, and even a neurologist appointment. Chiropractic care has been advised. Laser treatment has been advised. Infrared treatments have been advised. And patient has been wanting to have an injection to the left lateral epicondyle, that will be done today. And also, He would like to have a cervical epidural steroid injection one time again. And other than that, patient is not interested in any surgical options or care. Patient is otherwise stable. He is provided with a physical therapy to continue two times a week for neck and lower back and the right SI joint and left shoulder and left elbow. He remains off work, housework, replacement and tasks. His maps and labs have been reviewed, and that is the end of dictation for the visit. The next is the procedure that is done, injection of the left lateral epicondyle to the left elbow, and also the tendons, extensor tendons that are attached to the left elbow. The procedure is based on the physical complaint and finding. The patient has an extreme pain in the left lateral epicondyle. He's pointing out towards the left lateral epicondyle as well as the tendons that are attached being inflamed. The patient reports no new injuries, and the physical diagnosis is lateral epicondylitis of the left elbow. And an injection of steroid with Marcaine will certainly help heal and decrease the pain. The injection was done as follows: after exposing the area and after obtaining the consent, the area was cleaned with alcohol and betadine to achieve the asepsis, and then 3 cc's of Marcaine 0.5% with dexamethasone was injected to the left lateral epicondyle under direct vision as well as to the tendons surrounding it that are being attached to the left lateral epicondyle. The ACE bandage was provided, and patient reported significant relief of pain, and he was discharged in stable vital signs. Thank you.